education is a building block to any society. As a son to a Fulani nomad, I knew how hard it is to give Fulani education. So being here is a one way to help my community get access to education, because I'll meet so many people that are willing to help and willing to assist, especially at UN level and other international participants.
So tell me why education is so important for you and for your community.
Yes, education is very, very important for me, because if I'm not educated, I wouldn't be here. So it's education that brought me to the UN. So that is one aspect of it. And if you are educated, you have opportunities to serve your own people and also to be served. And education is good for my community, because if community is not educated, you have communal clashes everywhere. But if community is educated, you have less violence, and people will now have employment, and they will know what they're doing. And that helps the world move a bit closer to reality.
Are those things that you're seeing now in your communities in terms of clashes or even problems with access to education?
Yes, it's part of it, because access to education is very important, which majority of the communities there are not having, especially the Fulani nomads. Governments had made efforts, but they didn't work.
So how does school in your community work?
Educating Fulani nomads are very, very difficult, because they are always on the move, searching for greener pasture. So what we design is ed tents. These are solar mobile-powered tech classrooms. What we do is we design something that could be easily carried by a cow, and it could also be easily assembled or disassembled within 20, 30 minutes. And it has solar panels in it, because, you know, nomads had during the day, so they don't have time to study in the day. So what we do is we embedded solar technology in those tents. It gives room for the children to learn during the night. And we also realize that because of those movements, it's very, very difficult for authorities to know their whereabouts. So we implant these GPS tracking devices. Anywhere they settled, we will know their location, their exact locations where they are. So we'll inform authorities, this is where these people are. So the authorities can now help send them educational supplies or instructors that can help continue the education. And we also realize how important this VR technology, that is virtual reality technologies. We are developing an app called Pulan App. What we are doing is we help these communities with VR tech, a Google Cardboard glasses, and we install the app, and we find like these scratch phones, be it Android phones. We install the app, and a child can just wear the glasses and take classes virtually.
How did this all come about?
I developed this under Center for Renewable Energy. I founded the center back in 2010. So I've been working on renewable energy and solar, especially climate change mitigation. So I have that knowledge of solar. It's all my idea, and I single-handedly designed these things.
Amazing. And tell us what sort of impact that's having.
Yeah, it makes them happy, because when you go to the children and you see how happy, how excited they are, you realize that, yes, you are impacting someone's life. And there is no better thing in this world than to impact someone's life. These tents are not only suitable for Fulani nomads. It can be in any refugee camp. It can be in any emergency situations.
Osman, thank you so much for coming to speak to us. Is there anything further you think our audience needs to know?
Yes. One thing I'm calling for international communities is that nomads, not only Fulani nomads, nomads or pastoralists all over the world, have been forgotten. They have been abandoned and neglected for decades now. Like every child, a nomad child has the right to education. So nomads everywhere they are, they need to be educated. And this is a message I'm sending across the globe that please, we need education as nomads. And if you want to have an inclusive and sustainable world, you must include the nomads because they are very brilliant, they are very intelligent. So the world has missed over this 50 or 60 years now. I believe when you engage the Fulani nomads, you have the likes of Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and so on and so forth.